This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Monday, the 20th of September. The taxpayers facing a multi-billion pound bill to save energy companies from collapse as the surging price of wholesale gas threatens dozens of firms. The government's considering emergency loans ahead of crisis talks with the industry. But Minister James Cleverly has told Times Radio Breakfast people shouldn't be overly concerned.
We are in a better place than many other countries in the world in that we have our own domestic gas supply production. And the bulk of the rest of our gas imports are from very, very reliable partners like Norway, for example.
Four energy companies have ceased trading in recent weeks and others are expected to go under in the coming days. Sources within the industry have predicted the number of companies in the UK could decrease to fewer than 10 by the end of the year, having begun at 70. Labour's Meg Hillier chairs Parliament's Public Accounts Committee.
This could have been seen coming. The price cap was always a challenging policy. Smaller companies were never going to be very sustainable when those prices went up. So decisions made a decade ago have an impact now because they perhaps weren't thought through well enough.
The ruling United Russia Party, which supports President Vladimir Putin, has retained its parliamentary majority in controversial elections. It looks to have received 50% of the vote, which represents a slight reduction on its results from 2016. But critics of the Kremlin allege large-scale vote rigging and claim the election was a sham. Opposition candidate Ilya Yashin saying that the election being held over 3 days made fraud easier and the results have been manipulated. International monitors didn't oversee the vote because of restrictions imposed on them by Moscow. At least 8 people have been killed and several others injured after a gunman opened fire at a university in the city of Perm in western Russia. Local media say the suspect was wounded while being arrested. 29 people have been detained after environmental campaigners glued themselves to the M25 once again. The group Insulate Britain says many of those involved in today's protests have been involved in the previous action last week. Kate Winslet says her Emmy Award for playing Mayor Sheehan in Mayor of Easttown shows her that, at long last, women's looks are not the only factor in how they and their performances are perceived.
It makes me feel genuinely that our industry is changing. I'm honestly starting to feel that the shifts are happening. In turn, what happens then is that younger generations of women who are not in our industry start to feel okay within themselves too. And that's more important than anything else.
Winslet was one of a number of British actors to win awards last night. Olivia Colman was named Outstanding Actress in a Drama Series for The Crown. Ewan McGregor won in the Limited Series category for Holston. And Michaela Cole won Best Writing in a Limited Series for I May Destroy You. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.